invite the children to come forward for children's message. Good morning. Come on down. Don't be shy. I won't bite, I promise. And these guys know I usually have treats in my bucket for you. Okay. As usual, I'm going to have some readers today. But first, Pastor's going to be talking about self-control. Can somebody tell me what they think self-control is, Caleb? So if you're really hyper, kind of controlling your activities and everything. Gianni? Think before you do. Ooh, I don't know. How many of us always think before we do? Yeah, not so much. Anybody else want to add anything? Keep your temper. That's a good one, too. How about my first reader? Who's going to read for me first? You haven't read for me yet. This is a definition. So first of all, this is the definition of self-control. You can hold the paper and I'll hold the mic.
The quality that allows you to stop yourself from doing things you want to do but might not be in your best interest.
Quality that helps us to stop ourselves from doing something that you want to do but might not be in your best interest. Boy, that's loaded, huh? So let's think about that a little bit. First of all, let's think about that in terms of food. You ever have that big bag of candy at Halloween and you want to eat that whole thing? And your parents say, no, you can't eat that much. Has anybody ever eaten too much of it and then you feel sick to your stomach? Yeah. They know we need to learn that self-control, because if we eat too much of that, they know we're going to be sick. I want you to stand up for a second because I'm going to ask them a couple questions and I want you to see their answers. Uh-oh. So anybody out here ever, Thanksgiving or whatever, having a good meal, anybody ever eat more than you really should have? Yeah. Anybody ever take that extra piece of pie or cake, even though you really didn't need it? Okay. So it's not just kids that need to learn self-control. You can sit back down. We all need to learn to work on our self-control. I tend to not have filters sometimes, and sometimes I say something too quick, and I really shouldn't have said it. So you're right. Filters come into play. Self-control comes into play when you're controlling what you say and what you, how you react to people. Caleb, how about you be my second reader? Okay. Where's the verse from?
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
Okay, God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, of love, and of self-control. Now, when we talk about that not in relation to food, but in relation to controlling our anger or controlling our activity, sometimes, you know, you get really excited about something at home and you're just like running around the house and you're loud and your parents or somebody says, just calm down, sit down and calm down, right? Self-control, okay? Maybe you're in school and somebody did something or said something that you really didn't like and you wanted to say something, or you might have thought somebody did something stupid, okay? Self-control, use those filters, and we don't always say what we are thinking at the moment. I have one more action that'll test your self-control a little. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff in here. You can only choose one. Come on. Just one. And thank you. You can go back to your seats.